there's nothing more stressful when, like, I one time had something like that happen where, like, my audio just stopped recording on QuickTime halfway through, and they're like, send everything over, and they're like, send the other half, and I was like, I do not have another half.
Let's cut to a Zoom read through of a sitcom pilot has just ended, and Vic has gotten a text that the producer is going to call her. Hey, Vic, is that you?
Hi, yes. I was so surprised to get your message.
Yeah. How about that read through? It seems like it went well.
Really fun. Honestly, like the source material was really great. You don't often see sort of like Animal Farm meets Caillou. I just thought it was like brought a certain depth to the story of sort of childhood innocence.
Yeah, and that's just the writing. I'm talking about the acting today.
Oh, like, the acting.
You guys were on fire. Like the leads were on fire. And you, like, you know, you're fifth on the call sheet, but everyone was really impressed with the read through. I just had one note on it.
Just really quick, I'm so glad to hear you say that. I've never really sort of like gone into a state like that. Like I didn't know I could do that. So I'm just happy that we got it.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you were aware, because, you know, everyone's on their own different Zooms and different setups.
Yes.
We had no audio on your Zoom the whole read through.
For mine?
Yeah, you were the only one. Everyone else was on. But I'm telling you, at first, a lot of us thought it was a choice, like you were making a choice not to use the words and just act with your face and your mouth.
Wait, so I'm sorry. My audio, it's not that it just didn't get recorded on the other end. It was just, so when my line came, there was just no sound at all.
Yeah, we couldn't hear you at all. I hear you fine now on the phone, but over the Zoom, I guess you didn't press the right button or something. But
Danny, it was a 5.5 hour read through. Why didn't anybody tell me?
Because we started to love it. Like, we were frantically texting each other at first. Like, what the fuck is she doing? Is she on drugs? There were a lot of other stuff said I don't need to repeat. But
is she
stupid? Is she really stupid?
I get it. I think I get it. Thank you. Okay. So
hold on. I have the network. They're piping into the line. Hey, are you guys on?
I got Vic on.
I was just telling her about how we love your face during the read-through.
Oh, my God. Vic, we loved everything you did. We'd love to consider you for more silent roles in anything we're producing in the future. That was amazing.
We're thinking that silent is maybe coming back.
a lot of teenagers these days, they're watching on their phone. They can't hear anything in the environment they're currently in. So they just really are paying attention to faces, emotive faces teenagers love.
Okay, so sort of like the artist. 20s. So sort of like the artist sort of do something really deep and meaningful. Oscar Beatty, maybe? Okay, no, okay, I could be.
Sort of. You know, the difference is the artist was a silent film for all the actors. In your case, it seems like your strength is sort of being the one reactive person who doesn't speak while all the other actors do. So we're thinking more roles like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so we've actually decided to give the lines that you were supposed to have been reading. We've sort of like cut those up and parceled them out to the other characters. And you're going to be reacting, silent.
And you may hear that they've gotten a raise because they have to get these extra lines, and that's their agents. I have no control over that, but we parceled them out.
So, guys, it kind of sounds like I'm being fired.
No.
I sort of hear sound like I'm being fired.
No.
No.
No, we're center stage. Just like the family dog in the sitcom, who's also very popular.
I'm looking at the calendar, and it looks like the 3-month shoot you had me on is now being cut down to 2.5 days. So I'm not going to lie. It does a little bit feel like I am.
Well, we're going to have you in a corner of the set and just get a shit ton of reaction shots that we can just plug into any situation. You doing your thing. Like you're doing right now.
Yeah, like right now.
The audio.
Yeah.
We can't see you, but.
Can you not hear me? Can you not hear me right now?
Oh, it looks like our Zoom cut out, but I can totally read how you're feeling.
You know
you're feeling scared, sad, upset.
Guys, I'm going to. I'm going to make this one of those executive calls right now. Right now, we can't even see her. And it's almost even better, right? Not hearing or
no,
seeing her.
No.
Yeah, just feeling. Yeah. I can feel her.
Yeah, it's like a spice that you can't identify in a hearty salad.
I think it's just pepper. Hello.
I feel
we cut to the day of the shoot. All right, everybody's here. Oh, and there is Charlie Chaplin incarnate.
Yeah.
Vic is here, everybody.
Hi, everyone. I'm so sorry. I noticed that my name wasn't on the call sheet today and also that there wasn't room for me in the hair and makeup trailer. So I'm just wondering, am I supposed to be here right now?
You may be a shock. A lot of people don't know what your voice sounds like. But that is her voice, folks.
That is... Oh. Hi. Hello. Hello. It's so nice to meet everybody.
Hi, Vic. I'm the director, so obviously you know what we expect from you. This is about you will be the sort of the animal on the farm reacting to everyone else, all the other animals turning on you at some point, yes? Now we won't see you or hear you. And also the, what is the, there was something about Caillou on the, I'm not sure what that is, but also.
Oh yeah, that's me. I'm playing adult Caillou in the gritty Caillou remake.
Caillou remake.
Hi, I'm your co-star. Perfect. My name is James Mannion. I'll be playing.
Yes.
Hi, James. It's really nice to meet you. I've seen you perform a bunch. I'm a big fan, actually.
And I've never seen or heard you, but I've felt so much about you before. The vibes that I've gotten from other people who've worked from you. So I'm so excited.
That's tough. That's a little tough to hear. I was in Titanic. So if you have seen that movie, I did perform in that one as well.
What were you in Titanic?
I'd prefer not to say.
You were the iceberg?
I was the iceberg.
Human, you are entering an improvised comedy show restricted to humans only. Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. Based on your suggestions and other sources of inspiration, Matt and guests will perform fully improvised scenes. Today's episode features human guests, Drew Singh, Vic Michaelis, and James Mannion.
This is Improv for Humans with Maddie B. That is me, Drew, Vic, James. Back in the saddle, but Drew is not in a saddle. He is on a boat. We've never had a boat guest, Brett. Does he sound wavy?
First time. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, do I sound kind of on the
high
seas? Are
you on lawless waters? Are you out in international waters?
No, fairly legal waters in the Adriatic Sea. So that's like, right between a bunch of legal territories.
Wait, are you actually on a boat right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on a little stateroom. That's why it looks weird, like bizarre behind me with this beautiful art that I can't describe.
Yeah.
I just thought you got really into like prints in the last like few months since I've seen you.
Where does one get art like what's behind you? That does look like art that would only be on a boat. And to my listeners, you're probably picturing like a fisherman or a surfer or a marlin. No, it's just kind of this, it looks like an abstract kind of orange feather or something.
It kind of looks like the eye of Sauron.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's all see what we see in this.
Yeah, you got that in like the elevator of like a really nice hotel in Mordor, in my opinion.
Wow. You guys are on the same page on that.
This is a real like Rorschach test. I guess that's what all cruise art is. It's just vague enough.
I bet you can't take that off the wall at all.
I should try. Yeah, I'm.
Do you think before you do? Do you think it's bolted down or it's? I bet it's bolted down. Or do you think it's on a nail?
Let's find out.
I think it's got to depend on how nice the boat is, right? Because if it's really nice, it's just like a tiny little piece of tape. They're daring you to take it, and they know you won't, you know, because it's too fancy.
Tape. Okay, let's find out.
I don't have art. I don't
James,
know.
James, what do you think?
Bolted down or nailed? Yeah, bolted down, because you can't have stuff falling down when you're in choppy waters.
Exactly, or under pirate attack. Trying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
well, it's fixed it. So it's hard stuck. To the wall.
Stuck to the wall. Yep.
That sucks because I'm.
we cut to a cruise liner as it is crossing into lawless waters, as Brett put it.
All right, folks, a general announcement. We are no longer part of any kind of European-controlled waters. We are now in what this ship likes to call lawless waters. We call it that because there are some legitimate pirates out on these seas, okay? And if you have any questions about safety, this would be the time to come to the front deck and ask it. And prepare to be attacked. So if you do have any, not that it is going to happen, but be prepared.
I'm sorry. I brought my family on this Disney cruise because I thought it was going to be like fun and we were going to meet some characters. And this is getting a little intense. It feels like
Do you think these boring... I shouldn't say that. Do you think the fellow tourists are interesting characters? Do you think a lawless pirate who legitimately wants to take your stuff is more interesting? Who has better stories?
Is this a Jack Sparrow intro? Or are we going to get Captain Jack himself coming out on the deck to a little dance party with the kids?
No, not at all. Okay. He would have puns and dance around. These guys will most likely shoot one of you very quickly to make a point.
Captain, you said earlier that these were legitimate pirates. We were in lawless waters, but the pirates are legitimate? Are you saying that they're sort of the only order around here is these pirates? I mean, do we have to listen to what they say if they come on board?
That's how you take legitimate? I'm just saying they will take you hostage. They will kill you. They want to take your stuff. This is not Captain Jack Sparrow.
Okay, you mean legitimate as in like bona fide pirates, like the
these
real
are
deal.
Real pirates. Okay.
I thought you meant legitimacy as in...
They don't have peg legs or colorful beards, which become their nickname. These are just dudes who want to take your jewelry, your cash, and one of you hostage...
Captain,
so that they can get ransom money. And they will kill several of you to make a point.
We're right in the room with you. You don't need to keep talking into the intercom. We came and knocked on the hull as soon as we heard.
But doesn't the rest of the ship want to hear all these good points?
There's a lot of children on here. We don't need to. We came in here specifically to talk to you to figure out how
all right, let me put this down.
They're all at the Princess Brunch right now. We're just a little concerned about what's going on right now. We thought we were doing like a sort of just a circle around the Mediterranean, stopping in, you know, like Italy and Malta.
If you
want to
avoid
like
pirates, do a horseshoe, not a circle, because if you do a full circle, you're going out into pirate waters. Legitimate pirate waters.
Okay.
I just don't
know. I'm sorry.
Staff. Please.
No, I'm just confused about some of the terminology you're using here. So they are legitimate pirates. You said we're going to do a full circle around the Adriatic, but obviously the sea is sort of an oval shape. When you say a full circle, you mean more of an oblong shape, but you're just calling it a circle?
Great question.
I'm sorry. I can't figure out how to turn this thing off.
I think it's my bad.
I think you just put it down.
I know, but when I put it back, it feeds back more when I put it down.
I see.
It's like three times the volume in this room.
Yeah, God, all that loud noise is just going to alert the pirates to our location. Just figure out how to turn that thing off.
Oh, these are legit pirates. They already know we're coming. They just sit here. They know where the circle is, our oblong shape.
Then why did we come in the first place? If this was such a concern, why didn't we cancel the cruise?
It's like the whale. Whales are dangerous. You know that? On the whale cruise, you don't want to get eaten by a whale. I'm going to put this down.
You don't want to get eaten by a whale.
Okay, now it's very quiet. Oh, it's too quiet.
You're so quiet.
You can't hear me.
Your voice is... Oh, my God. What? You're so close to us, first of all. You came so... And your voice is almost inaudible.
I'll speak in your ear. Let's talk about...
How did your voice change tones is my question.
I know. It sounds better over a speaker, doesn't it?
That was our bad, and I do apologize for that.
That was wild.
I proposed to my wife over a megaphone, because of that reason. She just is more attracted to me through a megaphone.
I don't know why.
It sounds like you're trying to do an impression of that.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Yar.
Oh my god.
If there be gold and treasure on this ship, come outside and we'll spare ye life.
All right. Did you guys hear that?
Is that the pirate?
Yeah.
I said, there. If there be gold or treasure upon this ship, come out and we spare ye life.
There's no gold and treasure on this ship, okay? It's 2022. All we have is a bunch of art on the walls that we can take off and give to you if you need it.
We cut to the
head pirate looking at the piece of art that we're actually looking at. It's like this orangey kind of feathery looking thing bolted to the, we see all these pirates coming into the stateroom to look at it.
Captain says it's in here.
This is the most valuable thing they had aboard. No gold or treasure, only children.
Is it an original or a print?
Well, let's see. See if I can take the frame off and find the signature.
Yes. Looks like it might be. No?
Is it a Phillips head screwed? You need a Phillips head screwdriver?
I might need a crowbar. It's
use your sword.
Bolted down. My cutlass?
Sorry, your cutlass.
So wedge my cutlass in there.
There you go.
I have a rapier if we need one.
Okay.
Rapier.
I told you we shouldn't take hostages no more.
Thank you for letting me come along.
You wench. You always keep our spirits up. All right. Give me your rapier. You go.
Okay, here you are.
Trying to apply this photo off the wall.
It's not a poster. It's not one original. It's one out of 59 prints.
Ah, an original print, limited edition.
It does say officially licensed Lord of the Rings merchandise in the sticker.
But there is a little water damage on the edges, making it not mint condition.
I think if we can take this to like Comic Con or something, I think we could fetch a pretty penny for it. I don't think they'll be too discerning about the water damage.
But if we're going to Comic Con again this year, we need two rooms. We're not all bunking in one room.
Let's talk some more about that.
I feel like Vic has done that before. Have you?
Gone to Comic-Con?
And bunked in one room?
Yes. I did a lot of brand ambassadoring work, and I did a job at San Diego Comic-Con one year, and they put like 9 of us in one room. It wasn't great. It wasn't Comic-Con. It was like the branding company that had hired us to work for a brand at Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys been?
I've been to different kinds. Like they have things like Wizard World or WizCon and
ooh,
those kind of things. But wait a minute. Can you say, you don't need to throw the brand under the bus, but what type of product was it, if we may? Like what were you hawking?
You know what? I don't even know that it was the brand's fault. I think it was the company that was hired for this brand or whatever. But it was like for an energy drink, a famous energy drink.
That's what
drink,
I'm looking
I'll
for.
Say.
I love the things that they pass out.
It's got to be a competition. And also, too, if you're, I mean, fun fact, just for the listener, if you're nice to the people that are doing stuff like that, at least I would just like give as many samples as you could possibly hold. Like if you could just keep coming back, I'll just keep handing them out.
And what's the worst case example of someone you come up against with the free energy drink?
Worst case example is, I mean, people coming up feeling very entitled, or honestly, people that are like, and this is maybe me because I think it is just people trying to be nice, but they're like, hey, just so you know, like, I used to do stuff like this. Don't even worry about it. Like, I'm not going to be one of those people. I'm just don't
worry. We cut to Hall 2A at Comic-Con. Hey, how you doing? I see you're handing out some Gatorades, huh?
Yes, I am. Would you like one?
No, I couldn't do that. Hey, just listen. I used to be a piece of shit too, you know?
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. My life is just garbage. So I get it. Sure. I totally get it.
Okay. Well, yeah. Have a great.
Okay. Hey.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Bless your heart. Okay.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. Okay. We got some Gatorades here. Sir, do you want a Gatorade?
Are those blue Gatorades? Those are blue Gatorades. I told you she's handing out the blue Gatorades. Yeah, the blue ones.
I'm so sorry, sir. Just one second. Hi, ma'am. You are standing so close to me. And again, I appreciate that you've done this before. So I just am going to need you to take a half a step back while I hand these out. Okay. Yes, sir. It is a blue Gatorade.
Yeah, we don't know if we want the blue ones. That's all you. I see. That's all you guys. The blue ones. Oh, you got a purple one. She has a purple one too.
You know what? I can give you one of each if you'd like, and then you can sort of do a little taste test.
Oh, I used to be desperate like that also.
Okay.
I was a desperate, just miserable piece of shit. And then stuff changed, you know? Things get better. It gets better.
I actually love this job. It's like, it gives me a lot of freedom to do a lot of different stuff. I can just sort of take gigs as I have them, but I'm sorry that you had a bad time. Ma'am, I'm sorry, you can't grab my bag. You got to leave the bag alone. You got to leave the Gatorade bag alone, so.
Okay. Can I just ask Gatorades? You, is there like chemicals or something in the blue one that makes it blue?
You know, I don't have that information, but I can definitely get that for you. So normally people just sort of grab a Gatorade to head on out.
She
and I feel like
know
I'm getting a crowd.
There's chemicals in it that makes it blue, or I guess purple.
Sir, I would really appreciate if you didn't just shout that kind of information to the hall.
At the Blue Beetle. She's a fan of the Blue Beetle, but I don't think we're fans of blue drinks.
I see.
I
well,
guess
wonderful.
People come early for the yellow Gatorade, huh?
Yeah. Well, you two have a wonderful time at Comic-Con. Ma'am, you have a great time at Comic-Con. And I'm going to keep passing out these.
Where are you going?
I'm just going to sort of keep circling the hall. That's sort of my job here today. Hand out
these.
She's
going to keep circling. Yeah. The entire hall, I guess. Mm-hmm. We'll just keep an eye on you in case we change our mind.
Okay. So, excuse me, ma'am.
Feels like your life's going in circles. Yeah.
You know what? How about this? I'm going to take my break right now. Would you like a Gatorade?
Hi, is that a Powerade?
It's a Gatorade.
It's
actually,
not a Powerade.
No, it's not a Powerade, but it is a Gatorade.
Do you have any Powerades?
I don't have any Powerades. That's sort of a sister brand to this one, but I can go ahead and I can give you a free sample. And we've got little cozies.
Gatorade makes me puke, but I love Powerade.
Okay. Well, that's good information to have. So if you don't want a Gatorade here, that's totally fine. Enjoy the rest of your day here at San Diego Comic-Con. So I'm going to keep on. Okay. So you guys are kind of creating a wall. It's a little hard to get around. Yeah. So I'm going to just sort of scooch on past. Oh, sorry,
I'm the
like
superhero,
a...
the wall. Excuse me.
It's a very nice costume. Would you like a Gatorade, sir?
Do you have the yellow kind or the orange kind or the red kind?
Oh, I got blue and I got purple for you.
Buzz off.
Oh, okay. You came up to me. this is
hey,
okay. I am.
Mm-hmm. Hey, excuse me.
Hi.
Hey, are you're around here handing out Gatorades?
I am. And just to sort of get ahead of everything, yes, I like my job. No, I don't have red or orange. I just have the blue and the purple. I do have to do a circle of the hall.
Yeah, you like your job.
I do like my job.
Yeah, because I kind of saw you over here and I was like, I'm so tired of being an investment banker. You know, I'm just tired of the whole rat race and I'm thinking about quitting my job and I kind of just want to be a a piece of shit.
No, like no, you, no, you know? No. Like, okay, just, you know what?
Like, just you seem so happy, you know, like just walking around giving Gatorades out.
I am happy. Okay, you know what? Actually, everybody,
mommy, look, mommy, look, is that super villain piece of shit?
No, no. Hey,
POS, POS.
Can we listen up for a sec? Hi.
Hold on. I gotta go run over these kids with my car. God,
no.
My life is just so, it's turned me so evil, you know? Like, I don't get any joy out of anything anymore because I'm making money all day.
Okay, so you are a legitimate bad guy, and you think that I'm bad for sort of just liking having some extra free time, getting paid, you know, enough money that then I have my week free. Okay, this is great. This is fantastic. You know what? Here's a Gatorade for you. I'm just going to go ahead and toss that to you, and a Gatorade for you, and there's a Gatorade for you, and you take a Gatorade, all right? And you can drink it or you can not drink it. No, don't. Okay. I hit her in the face, but that was an accident. So I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a piece of shit. See, I'm just trying to
live. You are a bad guy. Piece of shit.
Nothing's going
to
happen.
We got to Vic with our boss later. Hey, listen. So we heard about what happened on the floor.
I'm so sorry, that was Sandra. Tough. I don't know what came over me. I really do love this job.
I know you do. Okay, so I'm going to give you another chance. We'll send you back out there tomorrow. Why don't you start promoting? We're going to do a trial run of this new brown Gatorade. So we're going to put you in this new outfit.
Sandra, please don't do this to me.
Well, it's sort of a descending carton that it'll be coming in. So it'll start small and then be a large cone.
We cut to a street fair where she has jugs filled with brown Gatorade. And people, like, as they walk next to her, oh, what the fuck? This woman has diarrhea.
No, I'm not diarrhea. I'm a good person. I'm a really good person just trying to make a living. And I really love this job. And please, I know I look like a piece of shit on the outside, but I'm not a piece of shit on the inside. Try my brown Gatorade. Please.
Slow fade out as the rain begins.
The Sci-Fi Encyclopedia.
I have an idea. We were talking about sci-fi earlier.
Thank you for directing that last moment. I really love that.
Vic really was the happiest person in there, you know?
Yeah, the happiest little piece of shit.
So I felt bad
saying that, calling you a piece of shit, even in the scene.
That wasn't like you, James. Even in character, it wasn't like you.
I don't know. James has been saying he's had something. Every time I see him, he goes, I have something I want to say to you, but I'm saving it for the podcast.
I'm saving it for in character, but that will be me. Know that. Okay. I have a sci-fi, I think it's just TV. Yeah, TV encyclopedia. It's probably pretty old, too. It's probably at least 10 years old. But I think it might be British. It has a shit ton of shows I've never heard of. So how many pages did I say? It's like 600. It's like 650 pages. So you guys, I'm going to say, James, give me a number between 1 and 650. And then I'm going to read a description of an episode. Here's my caveat, though. If it's a show we've watched, like X-Files or Twilight Zone, if it's anything any of us have watched, I'm taking it out, and we're going to move to the next nearest page, okay? Because I don't want to do a Twilight Zone. But go ahead. Pick a number.
219.
Okay, let's find out here.
Ooh, good number.
Flipping through the book. I would have been irritated if you had gone like page 2. Back in the day. All right. So I'm in the middle of the episodes of, I've heard of this show, but I've never seen it. It's a show called The Invaders. Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever heard of this show?
No.
I think it's an old sci-fi show. Let's see here. It has a long description, so I'm going to try to keep it short. The Invaders is pure paranoia, and its hero, David Vincent, the TV embodiment of the graffiti cliche, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get you. The premise was simple. Alien beings from a dying planet have invaded, landed on Earth, their ultimate goal, take over, their ability to assume human form. Okay, we get that. So now I'm going to pick out the episode that you did. Okay, there's too many episodes, so I'm going to say to Vic... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Between 1 and 8, give me a number. Mm. There's 8 different episodes here.
Okay. There are 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 5 of us on this, 6 of us on the Zoom right now. So I'm going to say 6.
Okay. The episode of the sixth episode on 219. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is Valley of the Shadow. Vincent tries to convince a small town community that the man they've locked up on a murder charge is really an alien. Okay, who wants to play Vincent? One of you play him.
I can be Vincent. Okay. Vincent's trying to convince.
Yeah, Vincent tries to convince the small town community that the man they've locked up on a murder charge is really an alien. Vincent's the main character, I think, here. Yeah, so we'll cut to a small town halls it. Come to order. Vincent has something to say. There you go. The floor is yours, Vincent.
Hi, everyone. My name's Vincent. You've probably been to my butcher shop.
He cuts a fair cut of meat.
Well, thank you, Thomas.
He won't put his thumb on the scale. I trust Vincent.
I've always tried to do right by my customers, and now I hope to do right by you.
His pork chops are never fatty.
Okay, I didn't come here to promote my butcher shop, although Vincent's butcher shop on Seal Avenue were open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday.
If you're looking for a pound of meat, Vince's place will have them beat. $6.99 on Saturdays.
Thank you, Greg. That's Greg. Greg, he works in the back. He does all of the... I don't need to get into this. Vincent skins
Greg the... Greg takes sausage links home. I've seen him do it.
Guys.
What?
The man that we captured the other day, I believe, and you're not going to believe me when I say
he's
this.
He's a murderer. He did it. He's a killer.
I believe he did it as well. But he's not just a murderer. I believe he's an extraterrestrial.
What?
Yeah.
Look, have I ever steered you...
I was only borrowing those sausage links. I was going to bring those sausage links back.
I've seen him take those sausage links on several occasions. Especially before big sports games.
Wait, who took the sausage links? The guy that we captured.
Greg. No, Greg. That's the boy that works for you.
Wait. Sorry, we were talking about the butcher shop so much, now I'm getting confused. who I'm calling an alien.
Let Vincent get back to his point. He believes that that murder is an E.T. You mean he's an alien from another planet?
I believe that he's an alien from another planet.
That's
now,
crazy.
I can't prove it. Well, from spending a lot of time around mammals.
Oh, boy.
Because I
one of
slaughter
those guys.
Them for my... because I'm a butcher.
Oh.
There was some...
Because you were single and loved dogs.
Well, yes, I do have my little prince, Fido, who I love at home. And yes, things aren't going so great for me in the romance department. But my experience with mammals is about the fact that I'm always butchering animals. And there is something strange about the way...
You should have asked Sheila to marry her. You should have married her while you had a chance.
I wasn't man enough to commit. And it was
you
the
mean
biggest...
that?
Sheila?
Yeah, Sheila.
I'm sorry, I had to come and see for my own two eyes you give this press conference. Do you mean what you just said up there?
Sheila, I wasn't man enough to commit, and it's the biggest regret of my life.
It just seemed like you were always more in love with the job and that pup of yours than me.
A man has a lot of commitments.
Hey, Vincent, what the hell? I mean, is it an alien or not?
Okay, hold on. I'm getting confused with my
take care of your private life on your own time.
Wait.
No
hold
time
on.
For me. I get it.
No. Bye. Sheila. Whoa, no, Sheila.
She just slammed that door.
Once again.
She's coming back in.
Wait, Sheila, you're back.
I forgot my purse.
No, wait, Sheila. Look, if it's between being with you for the rest of my life and getting to the bottom of whether this murderer is an alien or not, I choose you.
Oh, we all came here to watch you guys get back together?
I came here to find out that's an alien or not.
I came here for the free cheese puffs.
You know what?
I came here to exonerate my name about the sausage link conspiracy against me.
Greg, if I thought you were stealing sausage links, I would have fired you ages ago. You're fine.
He's got one in his pants right now. That's not his dick.
All right.
That is his dick.
It is not. That's a sausage link.
No time for old Sheila, I guess.
No, Sheila, come back.
No. Vincent, all right, grab his dick and find out if it's a sausage or not.
No.
Another meeting where Greg gets his dick grabbed. I guess I'd go ahead.
Go ahead? What's the point? The woman of my dreams just walked out that door. I can't say two words without it coming back to my butchering business.
Well, Sheila peeked her head in the window. Hey, Sheila?
Sheila, all right, I'm out of here. You all do with the information about the guy being alien what you will. I'm going to get Sheila.
She crawls back into the town hall meeting. Now we see Vincent outside looking in. She's back
in
here, Vincent.
Wait.
Sorry, my purse is inside.
But Sheila, you're coming back out, right? With me?
Well,
bang, 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 banging on the window.
Sheila,
let's put
it
this way. You were right about there being an alien in this town.
Oh, what?
You were right about there being an alien in this town, but you got the wrong guy.
I can't hear you very well. Should I come back inside?
No, you stay there. I'll come out to you, all right?
Okay.
I think she's trying to burn him, but I can't tell how.
Can you hear me? I said you were right about there being an alien in this town, but you had the wrong guy.
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you. And so
I was trying to think of a pun about it being under your nose and having something to do with smelling the sausages, but I couldn't think of one.
Like, wake up and smell the sausages or something like that?
Something like that.
Sheila, what are you saying? Who's, if the man I accused...
The murderer's melted through the bars in the prison! He used his eyes to melt through the bars!
How could he have done that?
Oh my God, he's on the loose. And Sheila, you're saying that this isn't the alien.
Slam.
Oh, no, wait. We're both outside.
Okay, we're both outside.
All right, let's just all calm down. Let's just all calm down. There's obviously, there is an alien because normal humans can't burn through bars with their eyes. And Vincent, there doesn't have to be just one alien. Sheila could be an alien too.
Of course.
Greg could be an alien. Who would hide a sausage in their pants if they're going to eat it later?
Grab my dick and find out.
All right. We should all grab each other's dicks and first define out like a baseline for what an average dick sound feels like. After we do that, we'll grab Greg's. See.
If you're all too...
So we're going to take an average of all the dicks in here.
Well, I've never grabbed one through pants. So I got to feel what that feels like normally. So in order to do that, I need to feel an average of everyone in here.
Guys, and I don't we'll think Greg's an alien.
He has an alien dick or a sausage
if you're all too busy grabbing each other's dicks, I guess there's no time for Sheila. Slam.
No. Sheila, you're still inside. You keep slamming the... We're still in the same building, Sheila.
Can I be honest? I said I knew who the alien was. alien was, and you all would rather grab each other's dicks and talk about it than just ask me who the alien is. So that's on you. And so now, guess what? I'm not going to tell you.
Sheila, baby.
Yes. What?
Look, tell us who the alien is so we can all get all this over with and we can be together finally.
Vincent, it's you.
Me? Oh, wow. No. I didn't see that coming.
It's you. That's how you knew about the fact that there were aliens. You said, I'm an alien. There's an alien spaceship here in town. And then I said, really? And then you sort of started the butcher business. You got a dog. We got together. And I think you forgot. But somewhere in your brain, you remembered that there was an alien somewhere in town.
Oh, and you Vincent just was the alien, everyone. People in the back can't hear.
Whoa.
Vincent was the alien the whole time.
What? Impossible. It can't be. It can't be. You think that's why I've been spending so much time around mammals? To try to understand them better?
Well, most people don't call their dogs mammals.
That's why you hired Greg, so that way you could mimic his movements.
Oh, no. It's all coming back.
We cut to Greg later with his best friend as he unloads sausages from out of his underwear onto the grill.
Oh, man, that was a day. Yeah, they weren't really looking because they were just so busy with that town hall meeting. Just kept grabbing them.
Why didn't you like put them in a cooler or something between like the butcher shop and the town hall meeting?
I got so distracted. Everyone started grabbing my dick at one point, one after the next, and Vincent came out as an alien.
Sausages are all smashed up.
Yeah. Hey, look, man, it's dinner, right? We're going to have a nice dinner, buddy. Good barbecue for a week. Here we go. Man. You think you'll ever come clean? Did you kill that guy?
What the fuck is going on?
Wow, that had a lot of twists, Brett. That was probably better than the real episode of Invaders.
We should try to find it and watch it and see if it matches up exactly with our recreation.
Got to be close, right?
That's close.
That is exactly the kind of 1967. So that was in 1967. I loved shows like that. I like that premise. Figuring out whether someone's human. Oh, Brett, I got a good human song for us to open shows.
Oh, great.
Can you play it right now?
Sure.
It's called Human or Human by Mount Erie. Do you know Mount Erie? E-E-R-I-E. He's very cool. But this, let's see if you guys dig this.
There we go.
The feel of it. I like this lo-fi feel.
Human. Sounds like if all of us were singing it right now.
Are you saying it's not in tune?
Over Zoom.
Wow, Brett is insulting this song.
Human. I like it.
I like the...
Where did your life go?
Where did your life go? Improvising it away.
All right, enough of that. Just want to give everybody a taste of that.
I like it.
Yeah. So, Brett, did you see the Charmin Bears sketch and accusation of SNL stealing the sketch? Did you see that whole drama?
Did you guys see that?
On this show, we used to have stolenidea.net used to be ours, and we kept up with stolen ideas.
Yeah.
None of you guys saw that news?
Mm-mm. I feel like I saw the headline somewhere, but I hadn't seen the sketch. But I also feel like that happens like once every couple of months on the season, where it's just like somebody's like, that was my exact idea, or like I had a sketch just like that.
I was gonna say every 2 years, where it meets like Nash, where it becomes like a New York Post item or something, and like Conan O'Brien went through that, like,
yeah,
I don't know, 5 years ago. But I thought this one was kind of interesting. The guy had a kind of very mature response to it. The guy that people were saying got ripped off, because he wasn't the one that came forward. Fans of his, this content guy online, told him, hey, did you see the Charmin Bear thing? And when you hear that as a creator, however, whatever you may be, hopefully the first thing you think is, I got to see this first. Because if it's just the topic, Charmin Bear, you don't own that. You want to see what their take is on it, right?
Totally.
So he saw it, and they had a very similar take. I got to say, Brett, co-judge of Stolen Ideas. But I guess their take, you know, was the Charmin Bear doesn't want to be something that purpose in life is people wipe their ass on him. He wants to dance instead. He doesn't want to go to college. He wants to dance instead. And that was the same premise for both. And for this guy who made a cartoon of Charmin Bears, it was didn't want to go to college, wanted to dance instead. So the not wanting to go to college is one trope. Hey, Dad, I want to go to college. I want to do this instead. And you know what? So is the dance thing. That has been a dance movie trope done in more than one dance movie, I'd say. So those are two tropes that are out there. And I think this guy had a mature response. Like, he didn't like go, these guys have definitely stole it. He didn't say that, but he did like go, it is a fine line. And I'm not really sure, but it probably was just something they happened upon themselves. But I wanted to point that out to Brett. It was a nice response, because I've had through the years people from UCB, especially when after SNL comes to the UCB to watch shows, and then later in the season they see something, they're like, I've had that happen several times, like several times. People say they came and saw the showcase and now this is on, and the things they pointed to every time, I was like, oh my friend, that is totally out there. That's something totally out there. You do not own that concept you just thought you discovered. That's just like Charmin Bears. Of course, that's funny. It's toilet paper. The bears that represent toilet paper. Someone's gonna make fun of that.
It also feels like you win if people are mad on your behalf, and then people think that something has been taken from you, and you're just like, hey, no big deal. Because then, I don't know. I feel like the people that have, like, maybe are in hot water for something like that are like, thank God this person's being cool about it. And then your fans are sort of riled up on your behalf. So it feels like a win-win situation for the original creator, right?
Yes, that's what I'm saying, Vic. He handled it, and I've never seen it handled this way. I guess that's why I'm pointing it out.
How long ago did the first one come out? Like
I don't know, but he seems like a young TikTok kind of guy, so it didn't seem like.
Oh, Dalton in the chat says 2 months ago.
Whoa.
So that is kind of weird, where it's like, why is this,
I did not know that fact, and that does make it a little more interesting. Like, why is it, because Charmin isn't suddenly a topic all of a sudden.
Yeah. But then at the same time, like, we are all, like, it is weird to me that all three of those elements, like the two tropes, the Charmin Bears, would all get put together by someone within 2 months. But then I am also always.
So let's continue the thought you were with. But now we're in a jury room that we've been in for over 12 hours. All right, just finish your point. There's a baseball game that I'd like to see one of the innings. Can we get out of here?
Well, I think we have to we have to look at all the evidence here, right?
You're the lone juror, James. You're the one juror who wants to do all that stuff the whole time. All of us think he's guilty. All of us.
You all think he's guilty?
Go ahead, set your case.
Beyond a reasonable doubt? Yes, are you willing to say?
Doubt. If I want to see the Mets tonight, yes, he's guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. What do you have to say? What's your evidence?
Well, don't you feel sometimes that we, with social media, that we are all plugged into these networks that are operating on a level beyond our control, that in some ways they're training us and not us training them?
Are you saying that he's the writer on SNL subconsciously in their subconscious,
I'm saying,
saw this and didn't realize it because they were doing too many things at once? I don't get it.
I'm just raising a reasonable doubt that isn't it possible that we're all being fed into the same network, oh my and that God. There's something going on that's causing our brains to think of the same idea at the same time.
Listen,
why,
man,
Sherman?
It's my kid's birthday. I just want to get out of here. This is a really low bar case. It seems like the judge is just kind of trying to make a point. I don't even think there's really any huge consequences. It's going to be like a small fine to a show that's going to be okay. Let's just get out of here, okay?
And you're willing to sully the reputation of Saturday Night Live for something that you're not 100% confident in?
Ah, this guy with his moral compass up his ass. Look, buddy. Let me just try to talk it out to you one more time. How many people in the world are thinking, hey, let's do a Charmin toilet paper bit? Like, why would that be? It's not suddenly people are wiping their ass more like they were when the pandemic started. And then there was a rush for toilet paper. Toilet paper was in the news. Everyone's talking about toilet paper. Then I get a Charmin Bear ad, but not now.
I mean, think of the last time you saw the Charmin Bear ad. Didn't you go, there's something kind of funny about this? Didn't you?
Listen, man, my kid is turning 16. The Evite is the first time she's talked to me in 3 months. I gotta get to this party. Do you want me to vote yes? I'll change my vote. I'll vote yes, okay?
No, it's
fine. If that's what we gotta do to get out of here,
let's
we'll vote
take
yes.
another vote. All who think that Saturday Night Live is guilty, say aye.
Aye.
Oh, shoot. I thought you were changing your vote to nay.
Oh, then nay. That's fine. I'm on my phone at this point. Can we please just wrap this up?
Two nays.
Nay. A third nay.
You want to say nay? Well, give us your reason. It might help convince the others.
Oh, my God.
Well,
I'll be honest, okay? Oh, no, go ahead.
No, you go first.
No, go, come on.
I'm embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed for standing on your own 2 feet up against the mob.
I'm just sick of these sketch comedy groups getting away with whatever the hell they damn please. I was in a sketch comedy troupe once. I was in a little troupe in my college theater, and you know what? They never liked any of my sketches. They never got produced. I got out of there. The first 6 months I was cut.
The smoke sort of fades in, and we see this dream sequence of this sketch comedy group.
I read it a couple of times. I just don't understand it. It's not that it's not funny. It's like the first page just seemed kind of stream of consciousness. I mean,
It's not stream of consciousness. It's a parody of the Brooklyn Dodgers. All right. It's like a picture of the Brooklyn Dodgers right there. And the whole, we got to establish the fact that we're at a game first. And I don't understand.
I just think it'd be funnier if it was like the Queens Dodgers. Cause that's kind of like a take on it then.
Oh, that's good. How about that?
Oh, let's do that.
I think that's fun.
Help me write that up.
Okay. What do you think?
I thought we were going on that date later.
Okay. Well, you know, we can always do that afterwards. I just think we really got to get the show figured out first. Because, you know, we are performing tomorrow. So, you know, let's maybe just.
You guys can ride in my apartment if everybody wants to ride at my apartment.
Oh, thanks, Dax Manley. God, I can't believe you still want to be on our sketch team. You've been a senior for like 6 years.
I love playing the voice of reason.
You're so cool.
Thanks.
And you have your own apartment? No roommate?
Yep.
All we right, dream yeah. sequence back to the courtroom. Well, sir, what was your name again?
My name? Gerard.
Gerard.
I don't know why you're asking me that, because you're supposed to call me juror number 7, but now that you've asked me, all right.
Well, I think we're all loosening our ties a bit, getting to know each other. Gerard, don't you think yes. that you're just a little bit biased from your past experiences?
No.
Being spurned by Dax Manley?
I never saw my girlfriend again.
You knew Dax Manley?
I never performed comedy again.
We all know Dax Manley. He's the person being accused of stealing the sketch. He's an SNL writer now.
Let's go down memory lane.
This possibly might come out near Thanksgiving. Do you guys have a Thanksgiving memory you'd like to share or thought about? Thanksgiving dinners, anything?
My thought about it is more because I grew up in India, so we don't like have. I never had Thanksgiving until I was like in college, and then the first time I did Thanksgiving, I was like, I cannot believe this is a holiday. It was amazing because I just went to a friend's house, and we smoked so much weed, and then we just ate for like 6 hours, and then everyone just naps around everyone. Again, it's a Friendsgiving thing, so it's different, I guess, than like a family Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. But I was like, this is amazing. What a great holiday.
So it's the amazing part is we all have a great, the way you just told it was, we all have a great reason to eat a lot and kind of just nap next to each other like bears.
Yeah, I think that's what it was for me. Yeah, basically.
That's funny.
Yeah, I remember like growing up, there would always be like a James Bond marathon on like, I think like Spike TV would have like a Thanksgiving James Bond marathon. I remember that as a kid, like being like, all right, I'm going to watch James Bond all day. That was fun.
I really love that. My sister is notoriously like incredibly grumpy, and my big memory every Thanksgiving is like her preschool teacher like called my mom in for a meeting because she was so concerned about my little sister and was like, we all went around the circle and everybody had to say what they were thankful for, and all the kids were like, I'm thankful for my parents, I'm thankful for my you know, like my dog or whatever. And then it gets to my sister and they're like, Hannah, what are you thankful for? And Hannah looks her dead ass in the eyes and goes, absolutely nothing. And then they just like keep going on.
Wow.
Yes.
So let's cut to that moment. Did you just say absolutely nothing, Hannah?
Yeah. I did, Loretta. Do you have a problem with that?
It's Mrs. Ryan, please. Okay. To everyone, Mrs. Ryan. I can talk to your parent, my first name with your parents. Okay. Now, Hannah, I'm going to give you a chance just to think while we move on to James, and we'll come back to you. And James, my darling James, by the way, your extra credit, I saw that you did extra credit, and those will get the gold stars you requested.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Ryan.
Oh, thank
wow.
you.
I'm so thankful for you, Mrs. Ryan.
Are you,
now,
James?
You did that
are you so
year.
Thankful?
I'm so thankful to have a teacher who...
James, you did that one last year. So this year, can you just show Hanny here? There's so many things in the world that we can be thankful for. Just show her a few things that you're probably thankful for.
Well, Hannah, I'm thankful for my good health.
Oh.
Wow. Wow.
That's always a great one.
So that I can be here another year to thank Mrs. Ryan. Oh. It's important to stay healthy. I'm thankful for my friends and family.
Hannah, that's one you could have used. That's a
can
great
I be
one.
Honest? Mrs. Ryan if that's mm-hmm. your real name. I turned 6 this year, and I feel like I'm seeing the world in an entire new way. And it's bullshit, if you don't mind me saying. I'm sorry, but it is. There's winners in this world, and there's losers in this world. And I feel like I got a big old scarlet L on my chest. All right.
Okay. Stop quoting Lindsay Buckingham. James.
I won't.
Hannah, you feel like a loser?
I feel like people look at me and they say, wow, independent thinker. And then all of a sudden I have to, you know, I have to start playing by the rules of the world. Well, guess what? Why? What happens if I don't? You're going to put me in timeout? I'll step out of it.
Well, yeah. I mean, maybe you wouldn't feel so bad if you weren't getting in timeout all the time. I'm thankful that I've never been in timeout.
Oh, slap. James.
Ow.
Whoa.
Ow. My health. My good health.
That is one less silver star, Hannah.
Oh, really? One less silver star? Huh. What if I, what if I do it again? Slap.
Another less.
And a third slap. Slap.
Hannah.
We cut to the PTA meeting. And the slapping was not the worst of it. She threw the overhead projector out my window. And then dumped Comet cleaner from the sink into my coffee.
Oh my God. I'm so unbelievably sorry.
I can't believe that. That's awful. Hannah, is there anything you want to say to your teacher?
Me?
Is there anything you want to say to Mrs. Ryan?
Yeah, there is actually, Father. I would love to say something to Mrs. Ryan.
Thank you.
And the thing I would like to say is that I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I'm sorry that you ended up in this job where nobody actually respects you and you're never going to be truly happy.
Put a period in there.
Should I? Should I put a period in there? Should I? Here's what I feel. Here's what I think about this period. Here's what I think about it. Smash, 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 push, shove.
What the fuck is going on?
Guys, I have one more comment that you may disagree with this one. This is pretty risky, Brett. And Brett hates it when I go out on a limb.
Uh-oh.
But this every time I watch The Walking Dead, this occurs to me. Most Westerns, Deadwood in particular, oh my goodness, this occurs to me. And most recently in Power of the Rings, is that what it's called? Power of the Rings or Power
Rings of
Rings
Power? Power?
Rings of Power. The Hobbit, it occurs to me. Okay, and it's all the same thing. Huh?
Harfoots, I'm sorry.
Okay, hold on. Maybe you're educating me here. Is a Harfoot an early version of a hobbit?
Yes.
Hobbits, it's like a nomadic hobbit? Them.
Yeah, they're like scared, skittish forest hobbits, like early proto-hobbits.
Okay, and that might answer, that's going to be your excuse for what I'm going to say then. Well, what do you think my problem is that that would be shared by Deadwood, Walking Dead, and the Harwoods, Harfoots of Rings of Power?
Harfoots.
Harfoots. Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry, I just... I don't know that they're, like that they infight too much over obvious things?
No.
People, James? Is it people? Are there a lot of people walking around barefoot in these?
No, that's close. Shows? That's getting warmer though.
Okay.
That's kind of getting warmer.
Is it the specific foot hygiene of the people? Like you just don't like nasty.
You're actually getting warmer, but no.
Wow.
But you're getting warmer.
Is it?
I think I know.
Is it that the creators aren't responding to your emails?
That I'm not getting cast in all those? No, I would have mentioned many more shows. I would have mentioned your show, Upload Vic.
Is it that they are unbathed, seeming?
Yes, Brett.
Wow. Okay.
Walking Dead, all the time, I'm like, find a fucking spring, a water tower to take a dip in. But these hobbits, I feel bad for the... Oh, God, now I can't say it. I feel like I'm being politically... Okay. The Harfoots, they're dirty. How come the dwarves aren't dirty? They literally dig for a living, and they're less dirty than those proto-hobbits. Why are they so dirty, Brett? The elves aren't dirty. The humans aren't dirty.
You see in the show, like, basically... at any given, you know, sound, they just duck and fall into the ground and
they
hide.
They do.
That's like their instinct. They're like those fainting goats.
They do, you know? Duck into the ground.
The fainting goats.
I will say, in the Deadwood opening, you know, the like title sequence, there is a woman who lowers herself into a... bathtub.
Oh, that's to keep viewers like me there involved.
Yeah, be like, we do have bathing in this show. They are taking baths.
I would
you
love
might not
to
be
audition.
Seeing it, but it's there.
I want to audition for the character of just the guy. He's like a traveling salesman, but he just has the little bath that goes around to all these shows.
Yeah.
He can be in any show. He can be on the Old West, Walking Dead world. He can be a goddamn Harfoot.
We cut to a meeting at the wardrobe department on a period drama. So I got your notes, and yeah, I think you'd like a lot of these costumes I've picked out here. You can see we got stuff, you know, very Victorian era, very period relevant. The dresses sort of hoop out at the bottom. The male costumes, we got all social classes. I took some liberties with one thing. I'm going to make everyone dirty. Like, really dirty. Filthy.
Okay. Okay. Phil, you want to take this one? Or do you want me to jump in?
Yeah, you've had a stressful day. You've gotten into it with all the... department heads today. Yeah, I can take this. Why do you want to make them dirty, man?
I think it's our main question.
Let's just have a show with beautiful people in a different time period. They're clean and it looks great.
Well, opulent,
but they're not
rich.
They're not. See, that's the thing. Everyone thinks of shows like Westerns and they go, okay, people are dirty. It's the old West. People were filthy in Victorian times. They weren't taking baths all the time. They just weren't. They sprayed perfume on themselves instead of bathing. So if you look at this dress right over here. Okay. Smeared it with mud.
Ugh. Right.
Dirty.
So I just, Kendall, one, we love your work and you know, we love your work. Everything, every project you've been on. I mean, you won the Oscar for the last one. It's incredible. The title of the show is Sex in the Castle. And so we just want to make sure that we're sort of living up to the expectations there, right? Beautiful, you know, beautiful people, young, hot, you know. So so that really is what we want to evoke in our viewers. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I understand that. It's a freeform show. You know, your target demographic is younger and you want to skew towards that.
And thank you again for doing this. Post-Oscar coming to do our little freeform show. We really, really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. I wanted a challenge.
The costume room and the costumers with the lead actor. Oh, I saw you. Congratulations. I saw you on the Oscars.
Thank you. Thanks
so
much.
That was very impressive.
Appreciate
so you
it,
were the costumer for Mud, right?
That's right. Yeah. I did all the Mud, all the muddy costumes on Mud. People loved it.
That was an amazing film. McConaughey's great, man. Yeah.
He is pretty good. You know?
This must be wild. This is a totally different Victorian. Everyone's really totally neat and pristine.
Not so much anymore. If you take a look at the shirt I picked out for you right here, in these pants. You'll notice this sort of... That's shit. That's shit, like shit on them.
That is shit.
It's shit. Yes. I just smeared them, taking the liberty to sort of smear them on all sides with some shit.
Shirt that's literally shit?
Do you, are you an actor or are you...
This is a parlor scene. This is when I propose.
Yes.
To the lady. Why would I have shit on across my shirt?
It's the sacrifice. You probably, the viewer will compute like, oh, he's walked across town and probably crawled across an acre of shit in this Victorian time to get to the lady he wants to propose to. It'll make the scene so powerful.
Hey, I'm really sorry, but we really have to get you into costume. We're about to shoot in 5 minutes, so we got to pick it up.
But this shit, it's...
And we rewrote the whole scene to make it explain why there's shit. We weren't able to
cut to as they say action. Dear lady, there have only
sorry. Keep going. All right.
Can I call a cut? She's about to retch. Are you retching?
No, I'm good. I'm a professional. Thank you so much for hiring me. By the way,
you don't call cut. We're still rolling.
Sorry, I know I shouldn't call cut, but she's retching.
I'm okay.
Hey, if you need to retch, go ahead. If you need to retch, do it on the dress. Just do it on the dress so it adds to the costume. All right, go ahead.
Well, that would be vomiting. Now she's
vomiting. Yes, retching. Go ahead and vomit.
No, don't.
Okay, thank you for hiring me. I'm so happy to be here. Okay, let's go.
And
dearest lady, there are four winds for every season. The wind that drives my heart towards.
Oh no!
She got vomit all over my shit.
Okay, cut.
Nice.
Cut. Okay. I think that's gonna be, you know, we gotta move on. So I think
wow, this is a low budget period piece.
Yeah, well, I think we've been getting in like trailers full of like elephant manure and horse manure. So that's kind of
shockingly expensive.
And seeing humans, we've talked a lot about mammals today. It's been very unhuman at times, but I had a very good time. I enjoyed the sci-fi encyclopedia bit, Brett.
I love that.
Do it again?
Yeah, that's a great one.
I enjoyed that a lot. Thanks for doing that, y'all. James Pizza Mannion, where can we compliment you on the internet?
Yeah, at Pizza Mannion on Twitter. And if you're in Los Angeles, UCB is back open, and Leroy will be back on Herald Night. So
there you go.
Come check us out.
I love Leroy. Drew, what do you want to say here in these final moments of the show?
Not much. Just find me out at Drew Vodai Singh on Instagram if you want. I post stuff. I post content that you can steal for your SNL sketch anytime.
That's very nice of you. Vic! Upload season 3!
Yes, which will hopefully, I mean, truly, who knows, be out at some point next year. That, and then also Yeti's got shows happening all around town. My improv team, you can find us at Yeti4Real on Instagram, and we post about that.
All right, all around town. Humans, I don't know when this is coming out, but if it's in early November, I'm going to be in St. Louis in mid-November at the Flyover Festival. Go to mattbester.com to get ticket links, and go to mattbester.com because I repaired all my links, and I have a shit ton of content up there that is all working now. Matt Bester, all my Spotify music pick stuff. You like that song I just played is on there, Brett.
You got tons of sci-fi lists, too, that I enjoy.
Oh, you do? Thank you.
Very thought out.
Thank you. Yeah, I have my sci-fi power rankings of the shows that are I'm currently watching. And they lose power as they... your show's on it, Vic.
Hey, okay.
Upload has been in the up and down the power rankings. When you're not currently streaming, you go down, just so you understand, in power.
I gotta say, Matt, it is unbelievably kind of you to keep calling it my show. I very much appreciate it.
You're a regular on the show. It's, of course, is that not right? Brett says, you know, her show. I don't have to have Greg Daniels here.
Well, hey, you know what? Honestly, I'm just going to start telling people that as well. I wonder if it's that kind of thing. If I just keep saying it, if then that's how it gets associated. So, you know what? No, I love it, actually.
Yes. So check out the sci-fi power rankings to see where Upload currently is on them. I don't even know. What do you think's number one right now, Brett? So the factors I weigh is how much I like the show.
Yeah.
But also, it can't be... you know, Battlestar. It can't be something that's isn't on anymore. It has to be currently on. And like when Handmaids wasn't on for whatever a fucking year and a half, it went down the list because it's not on.
You consider that sci-fi?
I do.
Interesting.
Mm.
I do. It doesn't have to do with the sci part of the sci-fi, but yes, I
do. The dystopian kind of thing.
Yeah, I put dystopian into sci-fi in my mind.
All right. Well, last time I looked, Severance was on top.
I think. Well, you just cheated.
Oh. That was a great first season. That was so good.
Yeah, it was very good. Okay, Brett cheated in our little game, but keep being human.
Improv for Humans with Matt Besser is an Airwolf production. Produced by Britt Morris, Amelia Chapelow, and Anita Flores. Engineered by Britt Morris. Music by Dragoon. Find our latest merch at budswag.com. Help get the word out by telling a friend about the show today. Make sure to rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. Want more? Find the full archive. Ad-free episodes, as well as original premium series from Matt and Brett on Stitcher Premium. For photos, show notes, and more, go to earwolf.com.